you also only have one ear working right now.
What does that mean?
It means your other ear does not have a earpiece in it. Only one ear has an earpiece in it, not both.
Yeah, why do I need to? I'm just doing a mono conversation with you.
Well, to just be balanced.
Wait, okay, I have a topic for the podcast right away then based on this question. When you listen to a podcast, do you put two earbuds in your ears?
So most of the time when I listen to a podcast, it's in the car, so I use zero earbuds. But
Okay, got it. I'm talking about with implying that I'm saying when you're listening
if
with
I'm
earbuds.
listening to anything, I have both earbuds in
Whoa.
always because
Whoa.
I don't like hearing other sounds, so I noise cancel everything.
So,
I don't
wait a
want to
minute.
hear other
Okay.
sounds.
So
I don't want
like
to hear traffic. I don't want to hear people.
your work, you're like typing on the computer. You have two earbuds in?
100% all the time. The only time I only have one earbud in is if I'm talking on the phone. That's the only
So
time.
I'm like fascinated by this. So you use two earbuds all the time. That is.
Well, there's two of them and I have two ear holes, so that's what I do, is I use two and two. Do you not?
No.
Clearly not. A few housekeeping things. So first of all, as promised, Courtney, I need to give you a shout out because I realize after you brought awareness to me that we have been very unfairly biased towards Ryan, and I blame your brother on this because he always likes to pick on me for not being quote unquote inclusive, and yet he
It's
is the one
not quote unquote
who has been
Jesus.
dramatically more biased towards your husband and not you. So I want to be the one to make it known that I am very inclusive and incorporating of you
Yeah.
as maybe the best Braverman of the
She
bunch.
she's not a Braverman, so
So,
that's insulting.
well,
That's
she by marriage, she was.
Weird topic. Happy birthday, sister. I
Also
love
happy birthday. Of
you.
course, happy birthday. See, I wish her a
And
happy birthday on her birthday. This is the part where he's
yes.
trying to make up for all that.
Our
Secondly,
apparently our number one fan is not who I thought it was. Ryan hasn't even heard a single episode this year.
ooh.
It's Courtney. I got it all wrong.
And I have also not sworn because of that. One of us in this podcast duo has held true to the no swearing rule.
Yeah.
Not you.
What?
All right, so with that out of the way, the next three episodes, I think we're going to do something fun. So you and I have been kind of talking about this for a while,
Yeah.
and we want to go through this fun little thing, and I would love to hear from our listeners if you want to share or if you actually listen. We're going to go through something called BFF, and it's not like best friends forever, but in fact, it's best first favorite, right? Did I get that
Yeah.
right, John?
Yep,
Okay.
best first favorite. It's not our
Best first favorite.
invention. It's
No,
from
but
another podcast. It's a Merlin Mann invention. And it is a way to sum up any topic. So it doesn't matter if it's what we'll do today, right? What are we talking about today?
podcast, oddly
Podcasts, yeah.
enough.
So we'll
Yeah.
do podcasts, you can talk about movies, and the idea is you have to tell the best of that category. The first one someone should do if they were new to it. And your favorite. And that's weird, is best and favorite sound like the same thing, but they aren't always the same thing.
See, I'm glad you explained that because I've spent the past couple days thinking of the best, my first, and my favorite. Not the first, but
Your
my
first
first.
might be the first you'd recommend to someone, but the idea is you're introducing someone to a category. So if you think about like you're going to do
Oh, we're
Marvel
doing categories
movies.
also? Oh, but like,
In the
so
context
to.
of that, you would want to tell someone what the best Marvel movie is, what the first one they should watch is, and what your favorite one is, right?
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well,
So
so this episode will be fun because it will be a learning lesson for myself and for our audience. Apparently, you're the expert. So since you're the expert, I will go first because I don't want to have to follow you in this category since I didn't even know what the rules were 34 seconds ago.
Hold on. Okay. One of my most enjoyed podcasts is not going to be mentioned today as one of these three categories, but it's a podcast called Top Four. And Top Four is a podcast where Marco and his wife Tiff rate things and they give their top four, but they never give just four. They have honorable mentions.
So I was going to say,
do you have any honorable mentions in the spirit of it?
Well, I was going to ask you, in the spirit of top four and honorable mentions, is top four your honorable mention?
I'm going to give four honorable mentions in the spirit of top four.
Oh, Jesus. So this is BFF +++++. Got it.
Okay, yeah, good. That's fine. Good. Okay. So top four.
All right.
Okay, here's why that's an honorable mention. That is the one podcast I can put on with my wife in the car where she will listen. Because it is a husband and a wife rating their top four of a thing. And usually they're drinking the Starbucks drinks to rate it, or they're listening to the Weezer songs. And like sometimes it's a topic I really don't care about, but it's almost always funny. The banter is better than the actual ratings. And the fact that Marco can never come up with four is my favorite. He either has 3 or 17. I love it. So,
well, I will also put top four as one of my honorable mentions. Because I genuinely just love all their episodes. I find them funny. I find them informative. I mean, they've done everything from like every flavor of Peeps, which I think is a good time of year to talk about because it is Peeps season. Just everything, right? So like that is one of my honorable mentions as well. Another honorable mention for me is Robot or Not. And
John Syracuse and Jason Snell. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a couple things I really like about that episode. That episode is actually part of the inspiration for our show initially, kind of the idea concept of it. But the thing that I find kind of amusing about that show is that every week their theme song is different.
Yeah.
It's the same, like, song, but it's different. And I find that it's kind of like the beginning of The Simpsons where the last section of the intro is always different.
Yeah.
It kind of, to me, resonates the same way.
Yeah, I also love that the recording strategy there is they just sit in a room and record like 25 of them, and then they don't talk again for a month about it, and then they do more.
Well, because they're like three-minute episodes. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and it went from a show about whether something was a robot or not, like a robot vacuum. Is that a robot or not? And then now it's not that at all. It's just John Syracuse complaining about something for 3 minutes, which all John Syracuse does is complain about things. And that good.
They do ask a specific question, right? Like, what's a bridge, for example?
Yeah.
It might be too soon to talk about bridges. But
yeah.
What's another one for you?
Second honorable mention, Good Job Brain. Trivia, ooh. Pub trivia podcast.
Yeah.
I listen to it. I think you listen to it. You know, it actually went away for a couple of years and then it came back. It's inane. I find it super entertaining. And I have this really great memory. I went to March Madness. It was probably 8 years ago, someone like that. And I was coming back with my friend Greg and we were driving back. And I put on that podcast and there was an episode and it had coconut crabs in it. And in the episode, they mentioned that you have to Google them because they're the most absurd creature you've ever seen. And we were in the mountains.
I definitely listened to that episode.
And we couldn't get the internet. And so we finally, like 30 minutes later, we get internet. And he Googles it. He's like, holy shit, pull the car over. I need to show you this thing. but I have such a great memory of that. So love Good Job Brain.
Yeah. That's a really good one. I will be talking about that one later.
Oh, okay. Ooh, spoiler.
So we've both gone over two. I think do we leave it at two?
No, I've got two more. I've got two more I've got to mention.
Okay, go ahead.
They're old man mentions, okay? Same theme, revisionist history, Malcolm Gladwell's podcast, where they look at lost things in history and talk about them. It's in that kind of 99% invisible vein. Very, very great. And then The Rest is History, which is a history podcast where they'll take 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 episodes. They just did a 5-part series on the Titanic. They're doing a 4-parter on Luther right now, Martin Luther. They did a great series on the rise of Nazism, which was really difficult but impressive to listen to. Really, really cool. Great. I feel like my dad used to watch the History Channel, and so I know it's like a super old man thing, but it's so good.
My next few ones are going to be kind of difficult because I have so many podcasts I listen to on the regular that could just be kind of interchanged. And I'm thinking about what, you know, best, first, favorite, and I know what my favorite is. So that one I don't need to worry about, but best and first and an honorable mention is kind of mixed together. So I will go with, Peter Attia's podcast is
The Drive.
One of my honorable mentions.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, so I do not listen to the majority of his episodes. However, all the way through, I should say, because his episodes are very long. And so I don't always
and
have...
And they are too meaty.
They're very meaty, yeah. So I am a big fan of Dr. Peter Attia. I do love his podcast. And when there are episodes... that resonate with me topic wise. I really enjoy listening to them. So again, very meaty, not very exciting, right? But they're definitely there. And then my fourth honorable mention. Oh God, this is going to be tough. I would have to say, gosh, I don't even know. Maybe the NPR Politics podcast. And I know that sounds silly, maybe, in this conversation.
No, I think it's fine.
But I think when I think about when I started listening to podcasts, I actually started listening with 538 Politics, which I don't actually listen to anymore because they've had a lot of changes in personnel. And it was really – I like their content, but I really like their presenters. But for me, the NPR Politics podcast, what I really like about it is it's short – daily updates on what's going on. And one of my favorite things about that show actually is Fridays, where they do, two things. One is their intro, right, where their voice-ins or their call-ins, where people call in and, you know, kind of introduce each episode. It's kind of fun, right? People do recordings and they send them in. But I love their segment on every Friday. They do, you know, the thing they can't let go of for the week. And it can be politics, it can be not, but it's cool because it kind of gives the listeners an insight to the people you listen to, right? Not just on their reporting in politics, but just a little bit about them. So I find it fun. It's one of my daily listens, and I really enjoy it. What is your final honorable mention?
I gave you four. I'm good. I gave you four honorable mentions.
Oh, you did give me four. Okay. Yep. All right. So let's go into it. So we got best, first, and favorite.
Yep.
What are we starting with? Should we start with F? Or should we just go BFF?
No, BFF. It's like, best. What is the best
podcast?
The end. Like, what is the best podcast?
Okay. So, for me, and I do think all these answers are going to be very subjective, and they tell a lot about the person.
Of course.
Right? For me, honestly, like, this is going to maybe an odd one out there, but I think the best podcast is Serial. And here's why I think that. So it's by Serial Productions.
Is it still going?
They just started, I think. Yeah, they just started a new season on Guantanamo. What I really enjoy about that podcast, so it is not one of those podcasts that is consistently putting out shows. They go through seasons, but their seasons aren't also every year. But what I really enjoy about what they do on their podcast is that every season it's very well thought out, very well, the stories are very well told, they're very detailed. They definitely do their research, and part of it is because it's one of the first kind of those podcasts I started listening to.
Yeah.
I remember listening all the way through, I think the first season when they talked about Anand Syed, who was wrongfully accused of murder. One of my favorite seasons was called S-Town. There's no evidence that he ever killed his girlfriend, and he was exonerated. Anyway, that's a different show. And then they did a season called S-Town, which stands for Shit Town, which was just delightful to listen to. So anyway, that to me overall from a storytelling is, I would say, my best. Now, I will say my other option was The Verge Cast, because I'm a big tech guy and I just love that show.
You're giving more honorable mentions. Friday. You're the one that was critical of honorable mentions, and wow, now you're giving them.
No. But I was torn between those two, and I ended up going with Serial.
Okay. The best podcast is ATP, the Accidental Tech Podcast. So John Syracusa, who is the best podcaster in the world, he is a combination of a giant a-hole that is somehow deeply charming. He knows everything, and even if he doesn't, he'll convince you he does, and he sounds like Ray Romano and Kermit the Frog had a baby. Marco Arment, who I get very annoyed at, but I am so oddly similar to, and Casey Liss. And this podcast has been, I don't know, it's been on for like 9 years. It started as an automotive podcast called Neutral. And they were on like the third episode and they accidentally started talking about technology, which all of them have a tech background. They're all developers. Marco makes the podcast app that I use, which is called Overcast. Casey makes one of the best new apps in the world that I love called CallSheet. Like, and John used to infamously write like reviews of Mac OS's. And so it became a joke, right? It's the Accidental Tech Podcast. It was an accident. And two things about it. One, they are very dedicated. They never miss. They're super consistent. They're very long episodes and they're very full, and I really love them. And it has the period, best period, outro period song ever. It's just period. It's so good. It's so catchy. I sing it all the time. I'm just walking around, and anytime I have to do something where their name comes up, I spell their name in song because of that darn song. It's so good.
It is a good one. It is a good one. Okay, go ahead. What is your... That was your best. What's the first?
The Bill Simmons Podcast. If someone said, I want to know what this podcasting thing is, I would point them to Bill Simmons. Now, ironically, I think it was one of my first podcasts too, way back when he was on ESPN, and it was called The BS Report. The BS Report touches on mature subjects. Bill, it's a sports podcast, right? And so that's not everyone's cup of tea. But he really does do a good job of bringing on a lot of other folks. And whether it's the guy who runs Ticketmaster, the other people from The Ringer, which is the network that it's on, he's really good at this. Like, at interviewing people, at drawing out really interesting things about them. He's not divisive. He's not a Joe Rogan where you have to have some opinion on his politics. Like, he just does a great job. Now, I think if you don't like sports, it's not going to be a podcast you're going to like. Because it's too much that. But if someone just said, first podcast, give me something, I would put into Bill. I would download an episode with someone interesting, Bob Iger or someone, and I would let them go. And I think they'd love it. How about you?
For me, I would pick either one of Kara Swisher's podcasts. Mm-hmm. So either On with Kara Swisher or Pivot. Mm-hmm. And it really depends how much personality you want. If you want a lot of personality, go with Pivot. But similar kind of concept to you, right? So I think where Bill Simmons and his podcasts are really good if you're a sports person, and he's really good at what he does, at his craft. I think Kara Swisher is fantastic at her craft.
She's brilliant.
What I enjoy about her podcast, being who I am, is that it's a nice blend of social news with tech, with politics, and she is very much a no bullshit, like, just tell you how she feels it is kind of person. And it's fun to listen to.
I love Kara.
And it used to be Recode before.
Right.
But,
Yeah.
And then my favorite podcast.
Yeah, I'm interested in this. Is it good? It's Good Job Brain. You left it on the table.
My favorite podcast is Good Job Brain.
Interesting.
I absolutely love this podcast. Like, I find it to be hilarious. I find it to be educational and informative. I find myself back to being like a 10-year-old playing trivia and a 25-year-old at a bar playing trivia. Yeah. their Trivial Pursuit cards at the beginning, their Barnyard buzzers, just the way, the creativity even that they each have in creating their trivia segments. It's just, I love it. I love everything about it. I love their theme song. I find myself catching it, singing it all the time. I just listened to an episode this morning. Like, it is, it's just, it's brilliant. It's fun. Similar to you, it is definitely maybe the only podcast that I can put on in the car with my wife, and we both just enjoy it.
Yeah, good. So, okay, Good Job Brain's great. Did you listen to this, the 12-year anniversary episode that just happened, where they did all 12s?
When was that? Like, I just listened to this week's episode, yeah, like 2 days
they did
ago,
like but... the Olympians, the 12, like...
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, two
yeah.
things in that episode. One, I didn't know that Colin was Karen's boss previously. Like, that was such a weird, like, because she's the boss now. And then, the theme song. So you said the theme song. I had this epiphany the other day. I was listening. Yeah, totally. But also, it's kind of Texas Hold'em from Beyonce. It's like kind of the same fiddle.
Yeah.
If you think about it, I was listening to it. I'm like, wait a minute. Did Beyonce steal from Good Job Brain? I'm just joking, Queen Bee. You're good. You're with us. Just all jokes.
Yeah.
By the way, that album.
But just, if you want to listen,
if we want to make a Beyonce pause, album is unbelievable.
The album was very
That's
good.
Great.
That album's very good.
I love that.
You know what I found out last season? And this is, I think, you know, when I listen to media and stuff, especially as somebody who does podcasting, now nowhere near as brilliant or popular as they are, but we do it. And, you know, I was listening to an episode last season, and Karen was talking about how she got laid off from her job. And it's like, moments like that of vulnerability, you know, I think make me appreciate the show more, but it also makes it real, because oftentimes you think of these folks that you listen to all the time, especially for me, because I listen to like NPR and Vergecast and stuff, and this is their job. This is their life. And then you listen to something like Good Job Brain, and you realize like, no, this is just a side thing that they do for fun. They have actual lives and jobs responsibilities and they still make the time to put out great content for us to consume. So that is my favorite. Absolutely love it. Have loved it for a long time. Would love, dying to know what yours is.
My favorite podcast is, now I have a complaint first, which is the back catalog of this podcast can only be found on an app that is closed off. And I don't like that. I don't like any podcast that does that. It really bothers me. So now you can use the free app to do it, but it's just annoying. But Binge Mode is a podcast that was on the Ringer Network. So it's Mallory Rubin and Jason Concepcion, who both have gone. Mallory does her own Ringerverse podcast on Ringer still, and Jason has 6 Trophies with Shea Serrano. And he does all the Game of Thrones content after the House of Dragon episodes on HBO. But this particular podcast, the idea was they're going to binge a show, and they're going to make an episode after each episode, right? And they started with Game of Thrones. And, you know, it kicks off and you're like, okay, it's like a Game of Thrones podcast. But no, these are two people that know every ounce of lore about Game of Thrones. And so they do Ask the Maester, and Jason goes deep on things that were from there and theories, and they have these weird jokes, and like when you first start listening to it, you're like, what am I listening to? But before you know it, you're doing the Meraxes and like making the jokes with them. So, okay. So they do Game of Thrones. It's super awesome. I loved every second of it. And later they did Star Wars, which is really good too. But the all-time season is Binge Mode Harry Potter. And the reason for me, I had never read a Harry Potter book. I had seen the terrible movies, but like I'd never read the book. And this podcast started, and the way they did it was they did one episode after every like 3 to 5 chapters. And then at the end of a book, they would do another episode for the movie. So it's so many episodes. But I started Harry Potter with them. So I would read the number of chapters, listen to the episode. And imagine like taking in 5 chapters of a book and then doing a 2-hour podcast about the 5 chapters you just read. It was really time consuming. It was also one of the most amazing media experiences I've ever had in my life. I've never liked something more. And it's not because I think Harry Potter's perfect. Like, they made it perfect. And there's this moment where, like, they've been building to this for almost a whole year. And they get to the King's Cross scene and then the Snape reveal. And, like, Mallory's reading the passage and she's bawling her eyes out during it. And I was, like, sitting somewhere crying listening to this. It's beautiful. It's funny. It is super inappropriate. They discuss how Minerva McGonagall has a gambling problem, and that's why she's always giving free points to Gryffindor, because she's running a gambling ring. What was Harry Potter doing in that hot tub with the other girl who kept diving under the water? I mean, they go some deep things, but it is awesome and a great listen to my favorite podcast of all time. And if you've got 200 hours, it could be your favorite too.
That is awesome. I do want to say I'm surprised that you did not mention one podcast that I thought for sure you would mention. And that is The Rewatchables.
I like The Rewatchables.
Yeah, I know. But they didn't even make an honorable mention for you.
It's not my top 15. I mean, I listen to 73 podcasts a week.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah. Maybe that's why you have that in your ear all the time.
Fuck yeah.
Skinny fries.